This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1391. Can accents be hallucinated? Carrie Gillen from Vocal Fries lets us know.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA.
Accent hallucination is when someone imagines hearing an accent that isn't really there. Find out more about this topic and what it means for your language learning with Carrie Gillen from the Vocal Fries podcast.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. I am so excited to have you on the show today. Thank you for coming on All Ears English.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Awesome. So we are just so excited to have you guys here. Well, to have Megan couldn't make it today, but we are happy to have you, Carrie, here. So you are one of the co-hosts of the Vocal Fries podcast. So that's you and Megan Figueroa. And wow, it is such an amazing podcast. You guys do so many interesting topics. You're both linguists, and we're just excited to have you on here today, Carrie. So thank you. Could you tell us a little bit more about yourself, about the show?
Sure. So I'm a former professor of linguistics. And once I left academia, I decided I needed to spread the word about linguistics in some way, and I realized that the thing that people most need to know about is linguistic discrimination, or the way that we judge each other for the way that we talk, and why that's not okay, why it's just as bad as any other form of bigotry. And so I decided I needed to start a podcast because I enjoy listening to podcasts, and I asked Megan if she would like to be my co-host because I thought it'd be very boring if it was just me.
That's great. That is so interesting. So how do you choose your topics? How do you go about, you know, deciding what the next big thing will be?
Oh, it kind of depends. Sometimes I see something in the news and I think, oh, that's something we should really address, and we should find someone who can talk about that particular topic, because we can only really speak to certain topics. You know, we're both women, so we can talk about gender stuff, and I'm definitely white, and Megan is like coded white. So, you know, there are certain things that we just don't feel like we can address. She's Latina, so we talk about Chicana stuff a lot. But if we were going to talk about Black English, then we definitely should have someone who is Black on the show to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes people come to us and say, hey, I love your show. I'd like to be on it. And we look at what they want to talk about. And as long as it fits what we are doing, then we obviously have them on. And sometimes we just think, you know, we have to talk about this thing. We know it's a thing we need to address, so let's go find someone to talk about it.
That's really fascinating. And I feel like linguistic discrimination is not something that people talk about that much. And so I think that it's important that you are bringing these issues to light so people can think about them and try and, you know, do something about it.
Yes, because we can. We can all do something about it.
Definitely. So we are going to dive into a really interesting topic today, and you're going to tell us all about it, and we're going to discuss it. So what is that topic?
Accent hallucination.
So for our listeners who may not know, what is a hallucination?
Oh,
so
Yeah, hallucination is when you perceive something that's not actually there. So when, normally when we think about hallucinations, we think about maybe visual hallucinations, which frankly, I don't know that much about because I'm not a brain scientist, but so like a mirage would be an example of a hallucination. But we also have auditory hallucinations. And if we do think about them, we probably think about things like schizophrenia, but it can happen to any of us that we hallucinate sounds or visuals.
Okay, so accent hallucination. Now let's get into that. So are we imagining an accent? What is this?
Yes, so this is a study from 1990, but the findings have been since replicated. So this is pretty solid research. Mm-hmm. So the study took college students and presented them with audio and also at the same time with a photograph. So half of the students got a photograph of a white woman professor, and half of them got a professor who was of Asian descent. And the people, like, not everybody, obviously, but the people who listened to the picture, the audio with a white woman, heard an American accent, a standard American accent. And the many of the people who were presented with the picture of the woman of Asian descent heard a quote-unquote foreign accent. They heard an Asian accent, which was not there. It was the same audio.
Wow. So the exact same audio, and yet people heard an accent with one and not the other.
Right. So we can see that our perceptions influence what we see and what we hear, right? So in this case, what we see is influencing what we are hearing.
Right. Okay. Okay. So what, I mean, this sounds like a problem. This sounds like a form of discrimination. I'm just imagining that our listeners might be listening to this and think, oh my gosh, well, what does this mean? What does this mean for me? What can we do about this? Can we fix this?
Well, you know, on a societal level, maybe it's a bit tricky about fixing it because what we really need to do is to teach people that A, this happens, and that B, like, we are influenced by things that we come with preconceived notions about certain people. So people, this took place in Georgia, but the study was also replicated in Canada. So it really doesn't matter where it takes place. You come with certain preconceptions about what a person with an Asian looking face is going to sound like, perhaps. And if you do, that's going to influence how you hear them. But that's like, it's not so bad that you're coming with preconceived notions necessarily. It's just, you should stop and think about it. Is this really true? Like, what I'm expecting, am I actually getting that in reality? So on an individual level, we can all stop and think, hey, is this really what I'm hearing? Am I really perceiving this correctly? I know we all think that, you know, we go through life and everything we hear and see is like true, but we're influenced by so many things. We're seeing everything through a lens, and we're hearing everything through a certain lens. So just stopping and thinking will go a long way. Also another thing is, on an individual level, once again, exposing yourself to multiple different kinds of voices, multiple different kinds of people. So I don't know if this would be replicable in, say, a place like Vancouver, which is where I'm from, because it's like 50% Asian. So I think there would be less of this there. I could be wrong. But my guess is because if you're exposed to people of Asian descent with the accent that's already around you, then you'll not be so predisposed to think about it. So just exposing yourself to more types of people and trying to encourage others to think more broadly about what might be out there in the world.
Guys, very soon we will be releasing our business English course. We have surveyed more than 100 native business professionals to gather vocabulary and strategies that you'll need to succeed at work in English. It's coming soon, so keep your ears open for announcements on how to get in. Thanks, guys.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like this is so important because I think a lot of times, I mean, people, they when they're especially learning English, they're almost thinking, oh, that they want to hear it from a, you know, quote unquote, white, you know, way of speaking, right? And yet, that's not what English is. There is English. I mean, I live in New York, and you know, we have people from all over the world, of course, in many different accents and many different people. And it doesn't mean that I think people have this preconceived notion that an accent is a bad thing. And I feel like this kind of ties into this and the idea of like, oh, I want to listen to someone who maybe doesn't have an accent, but what does that even mean to not have an accent?
It's impossible. Everyone has an accent. It's like, what would that mean? Basically what it would have to mean is that there's like one correct way of speaking.
Right.
And everyone else deviates from that. But that is incorrect. That's not how language works. Everyone speaks like the people around them, especially when they're growing up. And so you have certain features that tell other people that's where you're from, or that's the class that you're from, or in some instances, that's the race that you're from, et cetera. But it's, no one is accentless. It's impossible.
Right, right. So when I've had students say to me, oh, I don't want to have my accent. I want to have an American accent. I always think, well, what does that mean? I mean, for example, would you say, oh, I'd be okay to have a British accent or a Scottish accent, right? So I, you know, that's something to be said about that. I mean, I always say, well, I mean, sometimes, like, for example, I remember when I went to Wales in college, and I remember hearing people speak English there, and I had a hard time understanding. So an accent, you know, these are people, or even England, actually. Sometimes an accent is a little bit strong for me, and it's hard for me to understand, but they are native English speakers, right? So an accent is totally, totally different. And this idea of accent hallucination is, I don't know, it seems to tie into that in a lot of ways.
Yes. So you bring up, so native English speakers cannot maybe not understand each other because our accents have become so different, our dialects have become so different. Also, there are many Indian English speakers who are native speakers of English. It's just Indian English. And we hear them as foreign, but they're speaking English natively. So we really need to recognize that even though it sounds foreign, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not speaking English in a native or a natural fluent way. They are in many cases. Anyway, sorry, rambling.
Right. No. I think that's an important point to make. And this idea of just like, what do we want to sound like to not have an accent? Because I think that more important is to learn how to be understood, right? For our listeners who are worrying about, you know, oh, maybe not having an accent. Instead, I think we need to reshape that and just say, okay, well, what are the words that I'm saying that maybe people are having a hard time hearing? How can I correct that? And focus on those things instead of trying to adopt an American accent, whatever that may be.
Right. So how do you basically kind of meet in the middle, right? So how do you make it so that you're understood? And this happens also with, so speakers of UK English, some of them have to modify their accent, or Australian people as well. When they move to North America, they have to modify their accent a little bit so that they're better understood by the speakers around them. There's nothing wrong with that. It's this aim of trying to be accentless or to sound exactly like an American. Because first of all, which American accent?
Right. I was thinking about the New York accent. I mean, I've heard of people who go into acting who have like a really thick New York accent who might actually have to try and get rid of the New York accent. So yeah, I don't know what the correct answer is to the American accent is. And
Right. So yeah, probably what they're thinking of is this sort of Midwestern accent that newscasters use. And when I talk about this, I always try to remind people, you're not getting rid of your accent. What you're doing is learning a second accent, so you're adopting a new one. And again, there's nothing inherently wrong with that. It's just, if you frame it that way, it's more like, oh, I'm getting a new tool, rather than like shedding all of my identity.
Right. Because there is no reason to do that. And the accent, I mean, it is part of our identity.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes. So I like that idea of adopting something and adding something on rather than taking something away. I think that that's really inspiring. And just also, you know, just as some takeaways for today, guys, just really thinking, okay, am I guilty of doing something like this? Think to yourself when you're speaking to someone, are you kind of putting on, I mean, in many different ways, are you assuming something about someone based on, you know, whatever it is of your preconceived notions of that person, or wherever they may come from, right? So we want to think to ourselves, and I think that that's how we can bring about some change. And then also just, you know, remember, again, focus on being understood, keep working hard, keep trying to achieve your goals, and don't forget about pronunciation. It's important. That's so important. But think about, okay, do I want to shed my accent or do I just want to bring on something more that will help me connect with people, that will help me get to be understood?
Right. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, I also want to remind people that, like, we've all done this and we all continue to do this. It's like a, we're all works in progress to be better people. Don't like be too hard on yourself if you've done this, because everybody has. It's more try not to do it in the future.
Yeah, that's really great. That's really great. Okay, well, I think we are going to start to wrap it up, but I just wanted to tell our listeners again about the Vocal Fries podcast. So, Carrie, where can we find you and Megan?
You can find us at vocalfriespod.com. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, probably the easiest way. We're both on Twitter. I'm Carrie _ GEE. And I don't remember Megan's, but you can easily find us on Twitter.
Okay, fantastic. And how often do your episodes come out?
Every 2 weeks.
Perfect. Okay, guys, so head over to the Vocal Fries podcast. It is really, really fascinating. Lots of interesting things to learn, to think about. And thank you so much, Carrie, for coming on today. This was so much fun.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, it was a lot of fun.
Okay, thanks. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.